It's been a long time coming for us to be able to communicate something helpful and decisive to the congregation about this process. And I would like to read you the job description that Bob and Diane and the leadership team have, how would you say this, happily arrived at, or whatever you call this?
Sure.
We feel good about this is basically the short version. Before I read you Bob's job description, I want to say Bob has been affirmed by the leadership team in his pastoral calling, if I can make that very clear. We want him doing premarital counseling, marrying people, burying people, visiting people.
Probably not the burying so much.
You know what I mean. You know what I'm saying. I don't mean the actual, okay. But you're welcome to grab a shovel. And in this process of redefining Bob's role, it was really important to us that he keep his credentials with the conference. All right, with that said, if you could, I think we got it on the PowerPoint. Yeah. The title is Visitation Minister, and I'll let you talk about why you preferred minister to pastor. I'll just read it. Special emphasis on pastoral care. Visit members and attendees as needed. Be available for crisis situations and special needs in the congregation. Provide personal encouragement and or correction to individuals as needed. Provide counseling to individuals and groups as needed and refer to professional services when necessary. May officiate at marriages, funerals, administer baptism, communion, anoint with oil. So that's sort of the what is he doing. And then there's the who does he connect with. And it's meet as needed with other ordained staff and elders for mutual encouragement, counsel, coordinating activities. Encourage to meet with us at least once a quarter. Provide support and encouragement to the ordained staff and elders and seek to work together in harmony for the good of the congregation and his witness in the community. So you see any good job description should have what you're doing, who you're doing it with, and who you're accountable to. So that's the three. But anything to say?
I just want to affirm the body here and the leadership team. God has called me to this body of Christ, and God has me in a season of my life where he doesn't want me to focus too much on titles or positions, but just walking in my gifts and receiving from him and letting that flow out to others. And so I want to just let you know how much Diane and I love you, and we affirm you and the leadership team and Pastor Tim. And I just think this is, you know, one of the things that has been detrimental to me in my life is to try to rush through or change the circumstances in the different seasons of life that God has me in. And I don't want to do that because you miss so much when you do that. As far as the title, I don't care what you call me. God has equipped me and gifted me and I want to walk in those gifts. And the only way any of us can walk in our gifts is to receive from him, because we don't create what he gives us in a vacuum. It comes from him. Mm-hmm. And so that's where Diane and I are. And so we love you and we wish you well.
Okay. Can we get the rest of the leadership team to come up here and affirm? And I want to even put the word install, if we could. Let's install and affirm and release Bob into this new season. Really, we're not saying he wasn't doing ministry before, but in a fresh way, I would like us to affirm the calling on his life, and in a fresh way, cheer him on and pray grace on Bob and Diane and actually their whole family. We greatly appreciate the part they play here. All right, leadership team, go ahead. Let's come up. Diane, would you like to come up? Here's a microphone for those who would like to pray into the microphone. God, we thank you so much for Bob and Diane. We thank you so much for the calling on their life, the shepherding anointing, the people care that just flows out of them so naturally. God, we, in a special way today, release them afresh into that ministry here. In a special way, we affirm that in Jesus' name. We see the Holy Spirit's grace on their life to love people well. And I reaffirm the prophetic word spoken by Brian Connolly that here's the true heart of a pastor matched with the true heart of a teacher, and that's a powerful combination. And God, we affirm them in that. We say yes to your kingdom. We say yes to your ways. We say yes to your glory being revealed.
Father, I just bless Bob and Diane, Lord, from the bottom of my heart. Mm-hmm. I just ask your goodness to be upon them and just to bless them and bless their journey and bless what's going to take place in this body through them, Lord. Mm-hmm. And as for titles, Bob's called friend. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
That's a good one.